becomes more and more complicated. On any given stretch of road, there are more and more warning signs. Lane closed, mud on the road, slow farm vehicle. Not to mention the signs telling you how fast you're allowed to drive, warning you that there's police cameras waiting to watch you if you speed, suggesting that you stop for a coffee before you get too tired, and telling you how far it is to your destination. There are even signs warning about toads and hedgehogs crossing. Jesus ends his Sermon on the Mount with a set of warning signs. If you've come this far with him, you need to know that it's not just a matter of taking hold of the steering wheel and hoping for the best. You need to concentrate, take note of danger, and to realise that you can't presume anything. Like driving a car, you have to keep your wits about you. This passage has three warnings coming in quick succession, like road signs on a motorway. Make sure that you go through the gate. It's not very wide. Watch out for the people who will lead you off the road. And don't think that because you've been tagging along with others, you'll get there in the end. We need to take these warnings seriously. Firstly, the narrow gate. The old walled city of Jerusalem still has several gates, some with wide roadways so that cars can get through, others with steep, narrow steps that only pedestrians and animals and small handcarts can get through. Jesus' hearers would have been familiar with towns and cities like that. Some city gates would be wide enough for several people to go in and out at once. But others, you'd have to wait your turn. Jesus sets his face against any idea that you can simply go with the flow. You really have to want to go through the gate. If you just drift, allowing the current to take you where it will, you'll miss it. But this gate, the narrow gate, leads to life, and the other to destruction. The choice is spelt out and there's no avoiding it. Choices matter. Actions and motives matter. Eternal issues are at stake. The next warning is about the false prophets. In ancient Israel, false prophets were people who claimed to be speaking the word of God, but actually weren't. If people listened to them, they would end up going the wrong way, and disaster would follow. But the trouble with false prophets is that they seem very reasonable, very trustworthy. No wolf is going to let you see its claws and teeth if it can dress himself up as a harmless sheep. And that's what the false prophets do. The only way to be sure is by looking at the life of the person who's offering that advice. And the image of a tree is used. Good fruit is born by a good tree. Can you see the healthy, tasty fruit on the tree? And the fruit isn't simply a show of apparent spiritual power. What counts is something deeper, to illustrate that the person is walking with God. And the final warning in this sequence moves to the final day, the day of judgment. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do the will of my Father in heaven. Some will have done remarkable deeds in Jesus' name without knowing him personally, without actually doing the will of God. So mighty deeds are not an indication of whether somebody belongs to Jesus or not. What counts is knowing Jesus and doing the will of God in heaven. So just as we notice the road signs and we act accordingly, hopefully, so we need to make sure that when we see these spiritual warnings, we take heed of them in our walk with Christ. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, Let us pray to the Father. Lord God, we thank you for the signs that you give us, the signs that you are with us, that you walk with us, the signs that we see around us, in people, in nature, in life itself. Help us to take heed of those warnings to enable us to grow deeper into you and know you more fully. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We continue to pray for our world, especially those areas that are affected by natural disasters, war, violence, and oppression. We pray for the leaders of the nations, asking that you would give them wisdom and discernment, and enable them to bring about what they can in terms of peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our own country, for the issues we face at the moment, for our political leaders, and our exit from the European Union. We pray for all those in schools, those taking exams at the moment. We pray that you give them a sense of peace. We also pray for children with special needs who feel that, or whose parents feel that they're getting a good deal. We pray for all those with needs in this way. We also pray for our young people, for those affected by knife crime, gambling, stress, and bullying. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our own community here in Prestwich, for our local leaders, for our schools, shops, places of leisure, and workplaces. We pray for our own parish, for St. Margaret's and St. George's. We pray that you would enable us to be a light in the darkness, to serve our community in Prestwich and Sinister. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who need your healing touch, your comfort and your peace at this time, remembering Ray Gratian, Audrey Hanley, Jim Reeve, Leslie Sharp, Maud Warren, Julie Webster, Alice White, Yvette Wilson, the Kelly family, Sylvia Plenth, Richard Kelly, Elizabeth Ann Beck, Dorothy Birtwistle, Mark Davis, Lorraine Darlington, Philip Dawson, Marion Dixon, Eddie Gallagher, the Gittins family, Sheila Harrison, Alan Hooley, Maureen Jones, Joan Knight, Robert Lyon, Philomena McCaffrey, Matilda, Mary Mullen, Martine Manuel, Bill Potts, Susan Rowan, Carol Livington, John Mullowitz, Reverend Deborah, and all those who are on our own hearts and minds. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you, Lord, those who have died recently, and especially those who grieve. And we remember the anniversaries of Eric Eli, Ada Owens, Hazel Pollard, Barbara Portley, Derek Reed, and all those who were of importance to ourselves but we no longer see. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And in a few moments of silence, we bring our own prayers and needs before you, our Heavenly Father. Rejoicing in the fellowship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Margaret, Saint George, and of all your saints, we commend ourselves and all people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me by standing for the peace. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Peace.